Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many things that feel effortless are actually the result of complex neurological processes. Talia Wheatley, assistant professor of psychological and brain sciences at Dartmouth College, discusses how brain structures allow us to apply spatial thinking to something as abstract as the future.
Have you ever wondered why we refer to good friends as close, or why we might say that a birthday is just around the corner? We don't mean these things literally. Our close friend might be an ocean away, and we can't walk to a birthday. So why do we say them? Why do we use distance metaphors to talk about abstract concepts like friendship and time? One theory is that neural hardware that originally evolved to map out the visible physical world got repurposed to map the invisible, concepts in our heads like friendship and time. That is, maybe the brain repurposes evolutionarily older machinery to do new things. It's not a new theory, but we recently used brain imaging technology to see whether its key predictions hold up. My students, Carolyn Parkinson, Sherry Liu, and I, scanned people's brains as they viewed close and faraway objects, read phrases referring to the immediate or remote future, and saw photos of their friends and acquaintances. We found that close objects, the immediate future, and dear friends activated one brain pattern, which was distinct from that activated by far objects, later time, and acquaintances. That's strong support for the repurposing hypothesis, that concepts like friendship and time are built on older abilities common to all animals, in this case, distance perception. So when you hear someone talk about a close friend or something happening in the near future, now you know why. These metaphors aren't just poetic. They echo the very machinery doing the work. The recycling of ancient brain hardware is a feat of neural engineering. It's a feat that both sets us apart from and connects us to the rest of the animal kingdom.
That was Talia Wheatley of Dartmouth College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Just around the corner.